Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Right now, I'd like to welcome Lisa Jones to our program. She's the president of the Organization of Virginia Homeschoolers. And Lisa, a lot of parents who didn't expect to become homeschoolers are officially homeschoolers now. And I thought it might be interesting to chat with you about some of the tips or lessons that you've learned homeschooling your kids and the collection of parents across the state who face this on a daily basis. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What do you think? So, I mean, is this an insurmountable challenge for folks who aren't certified teachers?
Well, no. I mean, you know, parents were their children's very first teacher. Mm-hmm. I mean, you taught your children how to walk, how to talk, you know, all those things. So you're certainly not unqualified. It is important to understand that legally, the public school parents that now have their children at home and are trying to school them are not technically homeschooling. Mm-hmm. It falls under a different legal code, but isolation schooling, even for actual homeschoolers, is a huge, huge difference. The routines that are normally set up are out the window. A lot of homeschooling families actually don't spend a whole lot of time at home, between field trips and libraries and, you know, museums and co-ops and those types of things. And all of that is off the table now. So, you know, even for the veteran homeschoolers, this quarantine, this isolation has really, really thrown everybody.
Well, what do you do? Do you look at the regular curriculum that would be out there and say, okay, by first grade, you're expected to do these things, read at this level, read this type of book with this type of comprehension and do this type of math and try to, you know, match up to that over the course of the next several months? I mean, we're making the assumption that all the public schools reopen in September. And I imagine some parents, especially with younger children, are thinking, you know, my kids are just learning to read. They're just learning basic math. And if I don't spend some time reinforcing those skills and maybe growing them, boy, they really start out in September at a disadvantage.
Well, and there's also that, you know, the normal summer slump that parents often have to deal with. We've put out a lot of resources. I know tons of homeschool families with public school neighbors have had, you know, they've willingly kind of taken the public school parents under their wings and said, okay, well, this is what we did and this is what, you know, you can use, and these are some sites with free resources. So the kids, you know, if you're trying to keep their math up and you have no idea how they're doing this new math, Khan Academy is fantastic for that, you know. And I think the important part right now for all parents, not just isolation parents or corona schooling parents, but homeschoolers as well, is that, you know, the kids can, they're anxious too. Like, they may be okay with not having to do their schooling or not wanting to do, but an anxious kid is not open to learning. And so trying to teach them something new right now is probably not the best choice. I know public schools are still, you know, that they weren't prepared for this either. And so they're trying to figure out how everything's going to go. You know, public school kids, their SOLs have been canceled, which I'm sure is a huge relief for them.
Sure.
For homeschoolers, the Department of Education for Virginia has said, no, we're still going to have to turn in our proof of progress because it's in August. That's, you know, a little frustrating for a lot of us because our whole routines were gone. Imagine being in school and them saying, well, we're going to test you in August, excuse me, on everything that you were supposed to learn this year.
Right.
But three quarters of the way, we're going to take away all your books, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a challenge, but we're all here for each other.
Well,
there
you,
is no...
For you and your colleagues who homeschool normally, you mentioned the field trips and, you know, trading off with different people who have different specialties and areas of expertise. You know, like the last thing you want is John Reed teaching your kid math because they won't be able to balance their checkbook. So I concede that I would not be the person to do that, but I might be able to step in and be able to teach some history and how to read and you know, make smart decisions about that curriculum. Are there any websites? Are there any websites? Are there places that you're going to try to revamp your curriculum since the normal things you would do aren't available?
Well, we're using a lot of, you know, open source things like Google Scholars has a lot of research papers and things like that that are online. So if you're still having your child, you know, practice writing essays with sources, that's one of the places that they can go. Shmoop, which is shmoop.com, has literally every subject you could possibly want. And it's an all-in-one curriculum. I mean, they have PSAT, they have SAT prep, they have, you know, everything from elementary through college. So that's a really fantastic resource for parents. Like I said, Khan Academy, they absolutely can teach you math regardless of what level you're at.
Interesting. So well, you know what? I'm looking at Shmoop right now. That's very interesting. S-H-M-O-O-P, shmoop.com, and I see the free resources and literature guides. Listen, this is why we wanted to have you on, as I figured you'd be able to give us a couple of tips, not just talk through what a parent needs to know in their own mind as they tackle this challenge, because it's a serious one with this extended period without formal classes. But, you know, to throw out some resources like that. Lisa Jones is the president of the Organization of Virginia Homeschoolers, and I really appreciate it, Lisa. I hope we'll talk to you again.
We
continue.
Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.